Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Pete Kuhnmensch, who is the Executive Director of the Insurance Institute of Michigan. How are you tonight, sir?
Very good, Cheryl. Thanks for having us on.
Very good. Got a hold of a recent survey on Auto Insurance Michigan, the highest or one of the highest the rates in the United States, and wanted to kind of delve into that a little bit further and figure out if it was true and what might be some of the reasons that was true. So what did the study came out, and what did you think of the study?
Well, we've seen these studies before, and they're usually coming out of websites that are trying to generate leads for insurance products, but what we follow are the data that comes out of what's called the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, Cheryl, and that really actually measures the actual dollars being spent by consumers. NAIC takes the total premiums that are collected in Michigan, you know, the auto premiums in Michigan, and divided by the number of vehicles that are out there. So they come up with, a more accurate average figure. And those figures have us consistently at about 10th or 11th highest in the country.
What would be some of the circumstances that would place us even 10th highest in the country? Are there unique things going on in the state of Michigan?
Oh, yes. Michigan is one of 12 no-fault states. Most states across the country rely on what's called a tort system, where you really only insure against the potential that you might injure somebody else or damage someone else's property. Under a no-fault system, our citizens are required essentially to self-insure, and unlike any other state, we're required to self-insure for a very high level of benefits, including a lifetime medical benefit, Cheryl, that you don't see in any other state, any of the other no-fault states. So we kind of start off right out of the gate with a high standard with regard to our insurance mandate, and that's carried through in the premiums that we see.
Well, in full disclosure, Pete, as we speak, my car's being fixed in the body shop from somebody running into the back of my car at a stop sign a month ago. So, I've just been dealing with all of this recently.
And as you know, Cheryl, you've gone to your own insurer to pay for those damages. Again, and that's the concept under a no-fault system. Rather than having to, you know, sue the responsible party, a no-fault system says everybody in the system will self-insure, and except in some exceptional circumstances where maybe there's a death or a very catastrophic injury, we're not going to allow lawsuits. So everybody self-insures, you collect against your own insurance company, and that's eliminated a lot of the costs of litigation and the time constraints in trying to collect on benefits and so forth. So it's a pretty efficient system. But again, as we've seen in Michigan, our legislature decided back in 1972 to include an unlimited lifetime medical benefit, and that's really put us in a bind when it comes to cost sometimes.
Well, and according to one of the stories that I read, you were mentioned in the article as saying you expect that there will be efforts to make unlimited personal injury protection optional rather than mandatory.
Right. That's one of the priorities of our association here at the Insurance Institute of Michigan. We think consumers ought to have a choice. Rather than be mandated to purchase an unlimited lifetime medical benefit, we should allow consumers to choose that level of benefits that's appropriate for their needs. And quite frankly, a perfect example is our senior citizen population, who many have a Medicare as well as a Medigap policy that essentially provides them with a lifetime medical benefit. Yet we require them to duplicate that coverage in their auto policy, and we think they ought to have a choice to maybe buy a lower level of coverage that will take care of the immediate needs in the case of an accident, and then rely on their Medicare for the subsequent care. So there's a lot of opportunities out there, I think, to save money for the consumers by giving them a choice to really structure their insurance coverage for their needs.
And because, as you said, we're self-insured, that lifetime medical, I'm insuring myself for that, not for somebody I might be in an accident with.
That's absolutely right. And under our proposal, you'd still continue to have that option if you so choose. What's interesting, though, is with this national health care mandate that we've seen coming down, many individuals now have a lifetime coverage because one of the early provisions of our national health care plan has been to eliminate the caps on many health care plans that are out there. So in my particular circumstance, I'm lucky enough to have a health care policy through my employer, and since that was renewed in January, there no longer are dollar limit, lifetime limits on my health care plan under the national health care rules. So for me, it might be a great opportunity to save some money on auto insurance.
Well, and what are some of the ways that all of us in general can save money on health care insurance? I mean, we see commercials on TV all the time. I mean, what is the best way to approach it for somebody who's looking to make some changes and see if they can save money?
On health care in particular?
I'm sorry, yeah, on car insurance.
Well, for car insurance, our first recommendation is to shop around. You know, we have over 140 providers of automobile insurance in this state, and it's very important to go out and comparison shop periodically because they are competing in the marketplace, and different insurers might be able to deliver the product to you for a lower cost than others. Also, obviously, the most obvious things, drive carefully, coordinate your personal injury protection or your auto policy with your health care coverage. You can reduce your premium cost by coordinating your auto coverage with your current health care coverage as well. Other areas that you can look at is obviously to choose a higher deductible where you would assume a greater amount of the initial loss in the case of a damage to your vehicle. And select your car actually with your insurance in mind. Some automobiles are much more expensive to insure than others because of their repair costs, history, and things like that. And much of that information you can garner out on the websites. And always ask for special discounts. Many companies offer discounts to their policyholders for, you know, coordinating and combining your coverages of your vehicles together along with your homeowner's insurance. Low mileage discounts, so make sure that they understand your average miles that you drive. Those types of things have an impact on your premiums, and you need to kind of review that all the time. And we've got a helpful kit for consumers to use if they'd like to. You can go out to our website. And it's just a packet of information to help them go out and price insurance products, both for auto and homeowners. And that website, if I may, is out at www.iiminfo.org. And it's our website, and you can go out there and find those packets. We can send those to anybody that's interested in going out and pricing out their insurance for some cost savings there. So.
When we spoke just a couple of minutes ago about efforts to perhaps change a little bit the unlimited personal injury protection in the legislature, do you have, and you mentioned something about a proposal, is that in the works? Is that being looked over now in the legislature at all?
Oh, yeah. This is discussed practically every legislative session, Cheryl. The bills were in last session under State Representative Peter Lund's authorship. I think you'll see those bills come in again this year. We hope to have that debate. We think it's an important debate to have here in Michigan to really provide hopefully some coverage options for our consumers so that they can save money. And as I highlighted, I think, in fact, in light of the national health care mandate that's coming down, in light of the costs of insurance and the cost of that medical care that we've seen, I think it's important that we discuss these options out there that are available to consumers and see what we can do to help them save money.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time today, and I guess one of the big things to take out of our discussion is when we see studies like this and headlines like this, we need to be careful of the methodology used to get there.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, again, our website's out there, and it's got a lot of information for the consuming public. We encourage them to look at that, as well as our State Insurance Commissioner's Office website, where there's a lot of good information as well. So, we appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Very good. Pete, thanks for helping us wade through the issue.
You bet.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Pete Kuhnmensch, who is Executive Director of the Insurance Institute of Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.